culvert replacement. The closure will be from 8 to 3:30. The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Severe weather warnings today in Arkansas and throughout the Ohio Valley. It's the third straight day that millions of people are at risk from extreme weather. Michigan and the Midwest hit hard last night. A FedEx facility in Portage, Michigan was destroyed. Powerful storms on Monday in Oklahoma killed one person and devastated an area that Governor Kevin Stitt toured.
We just toured the damage here, probably 60, 70 homes that were totally destroyed, And I think the count's up to probably 350 or so statewide now.
President Biden will be in Racine, Wisconsin today, announcing a Microsoft investment to build a new facility to the same site where then-President Trump once announced an investment by Foxconn to build a facility that did not come to fruition. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow. The U.S. has paused weapons shipments to Israel over concerns the weapons could be used in the Gaza city of Rafah. This is ABC News. More potential legal troubles for a wide receiver on the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs.
It's been just over a month since police filed 8 charges against Rashee Rice in connection to a crash that injured at least 7 people. Now the 24-year-old is suspected in an assault. The Dallas Morning News cites sources who say police were sent to a downtown Dallas nightclub at 2:30 Monday morning. A man with visible but non-life-threatening injuries to his face had been taken to a hospital. No charges have been filed. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
No slowing down AI at work.
We found that 75% or 3 out of 4 knowledge workers around the globe are already using AI at work, and that figure has doubled in the past 6 months.
Microsoft Corporate Vice President Jared Spataro on this morning's release of the Work Trend Index. It also shows nearly 8 in 10 workers who use AI on the job are using tools that have not been approved by their companies. Those could pose serious cybersecurity risks. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt. But it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we get a break from the active weather for most of today, so that will be nice. Get out there and enjoy some sunshine and mild temperatures. The wind's relatively light. But a weather system over the Central Plains will be moving east tonight, spreading some more moisture back into southern Wisconsin. In fact, there could be some heavy rain out toward northern Iowa, southern Minnesota by this evening. It should weaken a little bit tracking through southern Wisconsin, but we could still see upwards of a half inch out there through midday tomorrow. And with some cool northeast winds kicking up, it's going to be quite raw. Things will be a little bit nicer for Friday with more sunshine, temperatures slightly warmer, but a Canadian cold front will slide through Friday evening, dropping in from the north, could bring us some scattered showers or a brief thunderstorm. That pushes away, and most of the weekend should be fairly quiet, temperatures running a few degrees below normal as well. A weak disturbance passing through the area Sunday might spawn some spotty light showers. Things will warm up slightly early to mid next week, but it could turn rather active as we get toward the middle of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Look for quite a bit of sunshine, temperatures topping out near 74 degrees, wind variable close to 5. Cloudy and breezy tonight with rain developing, low at 48. East-northeast wind around 15 miles per hour. Cloudy, cool, and breezy tomorrow. Occasional showers tapering off in the afternoon. High in the upper 50s with a northeast wind around 15. Thursday night, clearing skies and chilly. Some fog possible, low at 39 degrees. Friday, sunny or partly cloudy. High in the mid-60s. There is a 50% chance of scattered showers by early evening. Saturday, partly sunny, somewhat cooler than normal, low 48, with a high of 64. Sunday, partly sunny, with isolated showers possible, high near 67. Monday should be partly sunny, with a slight chance of a shower, high 69. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 51 degrees and sunshine. Yesterday's high was 75. We did pick up just shy of a half inch of rain as we did earlier this week. So our precipitation amounts are starting to add up. A record high, 86 in 1880. The record low was established in 1967 at 25 degrees. Last year's high was 67 and the low 54. Sunset will happen at 11 minutes after 8 tonight. Sunrise time 5:45 coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.68 is up slightly. We did pick up 2/100ths of an inch of rain early this morning. With sunshine, it is 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at some local and area scores and a big win for the Brewers. In fact, Willie Adames called his shot last night, and the shot was called on the Brewer Radio Network with Jeff Levering.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, hammered out to left. Back goes Hampson at the track. Wall! Gone! Willie Adames flips this game on its head. The Brewers take a 6-5 lead in the ninth. It had to be Willie Adames.
A recap of that game is coming up here as well on WRCO Sports.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. River Valley won a high school softball game over Richland Center 10-6 last night. The Blackhawks scored 3 in the first and 2 in the third innings and never trailed. The Hornets would score 3 runs in the fourth and got within 5-3. The Blackhawks put 5 on the board in the fifth and held off the Hornets, who added 3 in the sixth inning. The game was played with occasional light rain and finished just as a thunderstorm was moving into the Spring Green area. Tessa Schluter was the winning pitcher after giving up 6 Hornet hits, walking 3, and not striking out a batter. Richland Center's Abigail Williams was 2-for-3 with a triple. Riley Schultz doubled twice and had 2 RBIs. Ebony McCorkle had 2 RBIs. Carly Meaden scored twice. And Kaylee Nee had a hit for the Hornets, who fell to 2-8 overall, 0-6 in the Southwest Conference. River Valley's Tessa Schluter helped her pitching cause, going 2-for-2 with a double. Hannah Hegland was 2-for-3 with a walk. Brooklyn Stokes, 2-for-5 with 2 scored. Haley Williams had a double. Lydia Willoughby and Leah Makarowski each had RBIs. Ella Hillebrand had 2 RBIs and 2 hits. And Kenley Straka singled and scored. With the 10-6 win, River Valley is now 9-9 overall, 5-2 in the league. They have a makeup game with rival Dodgeville today at 4. Richland Center will make up a game today at Lancaster. In other action from softball last night, a win for Highland over Benton Schulzberg, 4-3 in 9 innings. Prairie du Chien 7, Lancaster 3, Dodgeville 9, Platteville 4. Aquinas 4-3 over Onalaska, and Holman beat La Crosse Logan by a final score of 4-3. In baseball, the Riverdale Chieftains got a huge pitching performance from junior right-hander Chase Chitwood on Tuesday night to down Fenimore by the score of 2-1. Chase would pitch a complete game, giving up just 3 hits while striking out 7 and walking none. Andre Tainter would deliver a clutch RBI double in the game to help the Chieftains raise their record to 7-3 in the conference and 9-6 overall. The Ithaca Bulldogs shut out Kickapoo in 5 innings, 10-0. Micah Salisbury had 3 hits. Mac Neef and Wyatt Hilby each had 2 hits. 2 RBIs for Matt Kepler and Micah Salisbury led the way for the victory for pitcher Devin Iam, who worked the 5 innings for the Bulldogs yesterday, giving up 3 hits and striking out 6 without walking a batter. The Bulldogs with their 14th win of the year in that victory yesterday. The Bulldogs picked up their 15th win of the year with that victory yesterday. They have not suffered a loss. Next action coming up on Thursday when they travel to Weston. Weston suffered a tough loss last night, 3-1 to Seneca. Isaac Jennings took the tough luck loss, allowing 1 earned run on 7 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Leaders at the plate, Hunter Coy, 2-for-3. Colton Newman, 1-for-3 with an RBI. It was a good game against a good team. Isaac pitching well enough to win, the hitting a little bit off, and one costly error in the second on a run down between home and third plated 2 runs for Seneca as they won by a final of 3-1. It was a victory for Mineral Point over Southwestern in the SWAL, 11-3. Westby 7, Arcadia 1, La Crosse Central 5-1 over Sparta. Several games were postponed yesterday as well, and a lot of softball games are going to be played today because the WIAA seeding meetings for the postseason for softball begin as early as tonight. Seneca plays at Waseca Steuben. It's also, as mentioned, River Valley at Dodgeville and Richland Center at Lancaster. Ithaca travels to Kickapoo after that one was called off last night. Baraboo is at Sauk Prairie, Royal at Brookwood, and Wisconsin Heights at Cambridge. There was Golf League action at Quail Run last night. Keith Lang shot a 2-under 33, including a birdie on hole 2 and a birdie on hole 8. J.J. Klatt, second best score of the night, 37, including a birdie on hole 2 and 3. And Joe Halverson with a 40, with a birdie on hole 3. He also birdied on hole 8. Pat Keegan with a 41. Aaron Halverson had a 42. And Rich Barrancott with a 46. Other golfers with holes played under par: Brian McCarville with a birdie on hole 7, Tony Doherty with a birdie on hole 8. The flag prize winners: Andrew Nitka with the longest drive on hole 1, Keith Lang closest third shot on hole 1, Marty Brewer closest to the pin on hole 3, Wally Wachter closest second shot on hole 5, J.J. Klatt with the closest to the pin on hole 7, and Ryan Pogstad, the longest putt on hole 9. At Quail Run, in the action that happened last night,
The 2024 season for Richland Center Church League softball will get underway Tuesday night, May 14th. 8 teams will be taking part in the league this year, playing games on Tuesday nights in Richland Center's Kruska Park. Coming up in the opening night on the East Diamond at 7 o'clock, Boscobel Assembly of God will play the Mission. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8:15 on the East, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays St. Mary's. Boscobel will umpire. On the West Diamond next Tuesday night at 7, Free Methodist will play Bethel Lutheran. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. And at 8:15, Church of the Nazarene plays Richland Baptist Temple 2, and the Free Methodist team will umpire. Well, the 2024 rules and the season schedule are posted on the league's website. That is rcchurchleague@yahoo.com. For more information about Church League softball, you can contact them at that number. Jeremiah Hassel's number is 608-320-2157. A three-run home run by Willy Adames in the ninth inning gave the Brewers a 6-5 win on the road in Kansas City last night. Junior Ortiz and Reese Hoskins pounded home runs earlier in the game, but Milwaukee trailed 5-3 going into the ninth. The victory snapped a three-game losing streak. Jared Koenig got the pitching victory in relief, and Trevor Miguel earned his third save. The teams wrap up the three-game series this afternoon with the rubber game. Joe Ross is scheduled to start for the Brewers. Willy Adames had been chatting up the Royals fans behind the Milwaukee dugout all game, the good-natured ribbing carrying on as the Brewers jumped out to a two-run lead and Kansas City battled back. With two outs and a pair of runners aboard, Adames found himself standing in the on-deck circle with the game on the line. "They told me they wanted me to hit a three-run homer," Adames would later say, and he said, "I got you." Adames proceeded to drill an 83-mile-per-hour curveball from the Royals closer James MacArthur into the left field bullpen. Here's Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
No, it was unbelievable. I watched this, and I'm looking at Ricky, and I'm looking back at him, and he's carrying on with him during Gary's at-bat, and he's telling him, "One more ball, one more ball." It was a 3-0 pitch, and then 3-1. And he goes, "One more," and he turned back to him, and he goes, "Here we go. Watch this." Went up there. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
Manager Pat Murphy, who says the Brewers played well against a good team.
I mean, they got a really, really good club. And so for us to hang in there and just hang in there, and guys playing out of position, guys playing, you know, Monastery and Bowers in the outfield at the end, and Mona getting his first hit of the season.
Elsewhere, it was Washington 3-0 over Baltimore, the Angels 9-0 over Pittsburgh, Philadelphia 10, Toronto 1, Atlanta 4, Boston 2. In the National League, Arizona 6-2 over Cincinnati, the Cubs 3-2 over San Diego, Mets 7, St. Louis 5, San Francisco 5-0 over Colorado, the Dodgers 8, Miami 2. In the American League, Texas 15, Oakland 8, Detroit 11, Cleveland 7, Tampa Bay 5-1 over the White Sox. The Yankees 10, Houston 3, Seattle 10-6 over Minnesota. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 120, Cleveland 95. And Oklahoma City was a winner over Dallas 117-95. In the National League playoffs, in double overtime, the Rangers 4-3 over Carolina. In overtime, Colorado 4-3 over Dallas. And that's an update on sports today. I'm Phil Nee.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
The Mother's Day sale is on now at All American Do It Center. Save $10 on a Scotts handheld broadcast spreader, perfect for grass seed or fertilizer, now $19.99. Save $4 on a handheld gallon tank sprayer, now $14.99. Best rewards members save up to $6 instantly on select Scotts, Miracle-Gro, and Roundup products. See store for details. The Mother's Day sale now through the 19th at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Tiptoed in a room, I know you got to have your rest. Just come lay beside me, I've been waiting since you left. She's sweet to me, must be the luckiest man alive. Did I tell of my life. First time that I saw you, you took my breath away. I might not get to heaven, but I walked with the angels that day.
Amazing seniors of Richland Center High School. Congratulations on your graduation. Your future is limitless. Congratulations from Bailey Paint and Decorating. Town & Country TV and Appliance, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, and by Wilson Door and Construction.
Star fell out of the sky right before my wishing well went dry. Seems every which way I go, there's a black cat crossing the road. Played the lottery with last month's rent. I'm still waiting on my ship to. One night and never told me goodbye. My second love convinced me love again. Then she left me for my best friend. My third and fourth went crazy as hell. I even bought a rabbit's foot, but that didn't help.
Zach Top. He's having some country fame these days. That's called Bad Luck on WRCO. Today, the 8th of May, actress Melissa Gilbert was born. The 8th of May, 1964. I was on the math team. That means what? She's 60. Yeah, I've got it. That's today. We want to remind you locally that County Road Double I will be closed today from County Road I to Ryan Drive for a culvert replacement. The closure will be from now until 3:30. The Spring Green Chamber of Commerce office will be closed today and tomorrow. And a reminder, the Avoca United Methodist Church drive-through pancake supper is going on this evening, this afternoon and evening, from 4 until 6:30 in front of the church. Cost of the meal will be $8. Well, we just happen to have some complimentary passes for that event to give away. We'll give one for caller number 5 and the second for caller 7. Callers 5 and 7 will win a free meal at tonight's Avoca United Methodist Church Spring Pancake Supper. 608-647-4155.
Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa, and it's plain to see they're truly part of him. And while we were there, their grandma took out some old photographs. Man, he sure looked a lot like me back then. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And today I took my wife for a walk down that old dirt road where my daddy took my mom so many times. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. And we shared some thoughts about family life. Yeah, I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And now looking back, I can recall the times we disagreed. I'm happy to see my father in me.
Paul Overstreet, seeing my father in me. I think I see that more with other people. I see people all the time, and I think they look like their dad. And they really do. We want to say congratulations to two of our very fine listeners that will be going to Avoca and having a free meal tonight. Donna Walsh and Alice Hatfield, congratulations. They'll be enjoying the Avoca United Methodist Church's pancake and sausage supper going on tonight. And so we'll wish you the best, and we'll see you out there today. Again, they'll be serving from 4 until 6:30 this afternoon and evening. Coming up, our trivia question of the day.
Hi, this is Andrea with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Court & Main, along with J.J. Walsh Jewelers, is seeking nominations for honoring outstanding moms in our community. We're searching for those ordinary moms doing extraordinary things and invite anyone to nominate that inspirational mother in their life. We all know at least one incredible mother who balances it all. A social life, a spiritual life, her job, her family, and her bank accounts. But what's even more impressive is that she manages to do all of this while also making time to volunteer or lead organizations that help others. These women are an inspiration, and Court & Main and J.J. Walsh wishes to recognize and honor them for what they have achieved. If you'd like to honor a mom or a mother-like figure, send to us via Facebook, Instagram, or email, or call 647-8713. By Wednesday, May 8th at 8 p.m., we want you to share your love and appreciation for the person you're nominating.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, and of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And HercuLift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500. Making news today, thousands of Taylor Swift fans are following her across the pond after missing out on her U.S. concert tour last year or being put off by marked-up ticket prices. Swift is kicking off the 18-city Europe leg of the Eras Tour on Thursday. The Paris Arena, where she is performing, says Americans bought 20% of the tickets. The Chamber of Commerce in Stockholm says about 10,000 people are coming from the U.S. for her shows. Some fans say they justify the expense after noticing that tighter restrictions on ticket fees and resales in Europe made flying overseas to see Taylor no more costly and potentially cheaper than catching her closer to home. I talked to somebody not too long ago about that, and they're taking a summer trip, and that was what their daughter's graduation gift was. And they could fly to Europe, buy tickets, and it was still like thousands of dollars cheaper than seeing her in the U.S. That's unbelievable. And Minnesota has a new law that's named after and inspired by Taylor Swift, the so-called Taylor Swift Law, also known as House File 1989, was signed into law yesterday by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. It requires ticket sellers to disclose all fees up front, and it prohibits resellers from selling tickets they do not actually possess. The chief author of the bill was Democratic Representative Kelly Moeller, who created it after being one of the thousands of people who got stuck in Ticketmaster's system after it crashed in 2022 amid huge demand for Swift tickets. I think that's a good law, actually. That's kind of one of the downsides of going to those big shows, for me anyways, not only the ticket prices, but you think, okay, I got them locked in. Oh, wait a minute. They're charging $30 more a ticket? Oh, there's parking is $50. Okay, well, yeah, then it does kind of add up, that's for sure. The trivia question of the day is coming up, sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On May 10th and 11th, we will be having some great deals for mothers in Richland Center and Muscadet. 10-inch hanging baskets are $19.99. All patio decor is on sale while supplies last. 25% off garden seeds. Solar lights will start at 99 cents and up, and many other great deals. Also, both stores will be having a brat sale on Saturday only, 8 to 4. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet for these great deals. Thank you, and we appreciate your business as always, and may all the mothers have a great and blessed Mother's Day.
We have trivia for the day on WRCO Radio, and we're going with a music trivia question today in honor of a birthday. Ricky Nelson marked his 21st birthday on this day in 1961, officially changing his stage name to Rick. All right? So the question today goes from one of Ricky Nelson's biggest hits, his last top 10 record called Garden Party. And in there, he name drops a whole bunch, but not necessarily directly naming names. And the other question today we have, in the song Garden Party, where did Mr. Hughes stand? Where did Mr. Hughes stand? 608-647-4155. Here's Shane Proffitt.
Safe place for kids to play. Teachers ought to get doctors and lawyers pay. I don't know about you, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. Cold beer ought to be too cold to hold.
cheaper than rent. Don't know why it ain't, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. Cold beer ought to be too cold to hold. Something good about somebody's all it ought to be told. The world ought to try to pay some mama's chicken. Feel the love around her tabletop in the kitchen. And
just off the line with our winner today on WRCO Radio. My goodness, lots of people trying. That was a fun one, absolutely. It's a very complex song, I think, Garden Party by Rick Nelson. And the question was, where did Mr. Hughes stand? If you recall the lyric, he says, over in the corner is how it starts. Much to my surprise, there was Mr. Hughes. And he stood in Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. Much debate over who Mr. Hughes was. Of course, the first thought is Howard Hughes, who was big in the news and was a recluse at that time. And but one suggestion for Mr. Hughes, though, from experts is it was George Harrison, as Rick Nelson and George Harrison were next-door neighbors, and George Harrison often used the alias Mr. Hughes when he was traveling, when he would sign up at hotels. So there you go. That's the story. And our winner today is Brian Alvin. In fact, he accused me of this, but I think it was more him. He knows all about standing in corners because back in school he had to every once in a while for whatever reason. Anyway, congratulations, Brian, from Walsh's Ace today.
I went to a garden party. Reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music,
same. I said hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties. Wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da. Well, you see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
A great song from Ricky Nelson was born this day, May 8th. Back in the day, that song had a lot of meaning to him at the time. It was a concert that kind of went awry. He was playing at an oldies fest, and he was the one that didn't look the same because he had long hair and was playing at that time kind of country rock, almost like the Eagles style of music. He was a real pioneer in that, that's for sure. But the audience didn't take too kindly to it because he played like a medley of his hits, and then he was playing some of his newer stuff, and they didn't necessarily like it. So that spawned the single, which became a really big hit for him, and that was pretty cool. Talking about aliases too, and hopefully I don't give this away because somebody might try to call him at a hotel sometime, but the one that I experienced some years ago, Kevin Cronin, who's a lead singer of REO Speedwagon, and we set up an interview. We did a phone interview with him, and his management said to call him at this hotel. It was a pretty ritzy hotel, as I remember right, somewhere on the East Coast, and they said, ask for whatever room it was and Mr. Graham Crackers. And I thought, that's ridiculous. And I'm worried. I'm like, they're not going to put me through. I'm going to say, yeah, can I speak to Graham Crackers? And then, sure enough, they did. It was like, right away, sir. Boom. And Kevin Cronin was on the line. So I just gave away his alias. But I'm guessing after all these years, he's probably changed it.
Hey, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Looking for great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Join them for their 13-gallon bigger bag sale from May 15th to the 18th. Fill your bigger bag with clothing for a donation of only $10. They're open Wednesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. When you shop with them, you're supporting our local community. Your donations and purchases help other nonprofit organizations thrive. Come shop with them at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Attention all listeners, Mother's Day is this weekend, and here at WRCO, we are celebrating the wonderful moms in our lives like never before. Join us Friday morning in the 7 o'clock hour for an exclusive opportunity to win one of two delightful candy bouquets, courtesy of Add a Touch Floral and Gifts and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Picture it, vibrant colors, delectable treats, and the sweetest surprise for mom. Because let's face it, there's nothing better than seeing Mom's smile light up the room on her special day. So whether you're near or far, make sure Mom knows she's the sweetest thing on earth with a little help from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and Added Touch Floral and Gifts and your friends here at WRCO. Tune in this Friday during the 7 o'clock hour for your chance to win only on WRCO, your home for heartwarming moments and unforgettable surprises. Because at WRCO, we believe every mom deserves to feel cherished on Mother's Day.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank, and I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice. Living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar. You got nowhere to be if you don't come through. Buddy, that's on you, cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. Ain't that right, honey? Yeah, I'ma get around a two for all the ones. Just busting you back while you cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Well, don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. And come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice. Living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar. You got nowhere to be if you don't come through. Buddy, that's on you, cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
My drinks like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cup, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you're bringing.
Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice. Living on good standard time. My card's on the bar. You got nowhere to be if you don't come through. Buddy, that's on you, cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
The beer's on me.
Gonna save you a seat, cause the beer's on me. Come get a Bud Heavy, Busch Light, Kill a Cold Miller, Blue Moon, Red Stripe. Natter Day. Nothing tastes better than free. Yeah, the beer's on me.
Dierks Bentley, Braylon, and Hardy on WRCO FM 100.9. Talk about all the exciting things going on with the Richland Area Chamber of Commerce this year. That's during our morning conversation on the morning show. This is Martina McBride.
Heart's not.